The boys were called edgy, told they'd never make it past 5 episodes. Well, here those podcast jerks are, back for season 2. The Boys in the Woods Podcast, the show your mother warned you about and that your dad is hiding in the basement listening to. Get ready for the Boys in the Woods Podcast.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back, Charles. Welcome. Are you ready back, for 9.5 inches of freedom?
9.5 inches of freedom. It's crazy, man. It seems like a pretty big befuddlement here. Welcome back, all of our listeners. And don't forget, we've got the mug this episode. So that'll be fantastic.
Love mug.
Well, we've got the... So we'll do that at the end. Also, yes, let's just jump right into it. While we're recording, we've got the most entertaining women's basketball game of all time on right now in Iowa and LSU. Seems at this moment Iowa's gone cold, but anywho, there's a 3-point line
in Portland in the women's bracket, the Portland bracket in the NCAA women's tournament. They had a little oopsie, just a little oopsie.
The 3-point line at its apex was 9.5 inches short. That doesn't seem, it seems noticeable, doesn't it?
Well, here's the thing. All these courts are made for the tournaments special. Yeah. Wouldn't you think that you would measure when you install
them?
Well,
there's a quality. Is there not a quality check? Absolutely. Is there not a quality check? Are they not fully assembled before they're sent out?
Maybe not. I mean, it's entirely possible that they, with the way the machines and stuff are, that they don't care. Maybe right. There's like a tolerance that they can have. I mean, 1/2 inch here, there isn't going to really make a hell of a lot of difference.
We're going to assume with the knowledge that, with the information that we have, that they are not put together before they are sent
out. Wild guess and say no.
Right. That seems effed up. Just like the MLB in their new uniforms. I hate it when billion-dollar companies try to skim off the top. It makes no damn sense to me, ever. You're a billion-dollar company. A billion. Do we have to go over the numbers again? So it's 7 months to go 1 million seconds. It's 11 years to go 1 billion seconds. So there's your difference, right? You got 7 months to 11 years. And we're talking about the billions here. And you're trying to skim off the top. What the hell is going on? America can't be this greedy. Jesus criminy. It can't be this greedy. You're a billion-dollar company, and you send out a court that has a 3-point line, which is already significantly shorter than the men's 3-point line, but it's right. Also 9.5 inches shorter at its apex, which means the whole damn thing was short. It was short from the out of bounds over. So who do you got reffing these games? How did they not notice that out of bounds line was there?
Well, you think they would have noticed it?
If it was 10 inches, they would notice.
Yeah, you'd think a little extra poke would have got it in there. They would have noticed at 10, right?
Yeah.
9.5 by quite so much, yeah.
They've been doing this their whole damn life. You can't tell me you didn't know that wasn't short. And the thing is, too, though, maybe they didn't know. And there was just nothing they could do. They tried to just ride the whale.
Well, they could have retaped a line. You can't tell me they couldn't have redid a line. They could have repainted a line for sure.
I don't know. It would have left an impression. You would have had that small little, I don't.
Nowadays,
you would think with computer technology today that you would have been able to. But thinking about this logically. I'm a billion-dollar company. I could have another one here tomorrow if I wanted to, but I'm not going to, and there's no way I can get another floor here in time, so why am I going to say anything?
Yeah, why couldn't they just... They could have literally pushed it out a day. They could have just pushed it out a day, or even 4 or 5 hours. Yeah, would it have sucked? But if they were doing the right thing, I don't think people would have been that pissed.
I think this lays a huge spotlight on how the NCAA views women. I can't look at this any other way after story comes out with how the women get treated in the NCAA. I still remember during the Big C, their accommodations next to the men's was terrible. What did they have? I think that one day they had Subway for their meal, and it was like thrown on a table in the middle of a conference room somewhere while all the men are eating at these five-star cafeterias type stuff.
Yeah, well, part of the problem is that they split the financials between those, and it's based off of the financials that they have provided to them, not the school's financials, but the financials that they say bring in, which is absolute dog shit. You and I both know that's bullshit.
Bullshit. I agree. I got in another conversation with the Detroit Lions fan today. Apparently, Mr. Sutton turned himself in. I guess there's...
When? I didn't see any of this. He's really keeping a low profile.
Allegedly, I guess there's video of him turning himself in at this point. I'd seen something about it today. I didn't trust the source, so I'm waiting to see it from somewhere else. Regardless, I went to the comment section. And, of course, everyone's like, oh, my God, rah, 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 rah. And I'm like, I can't believe none of you are talking about the fact that the Detroit Lions organization found out that this dude had a warrant for his arrest
and didn't call
and went
police.
And told him.
Yeah.
And then watched him walk out the building, get in his fucking Jeep, and drive away. And then act like they're just befuddled this could happen. And some dude's like, yo, man, they didn't want a hostage situation. That dude, it could have been very dangerous. And I'm like, oh, okay, there's a new one. Everyone's afraid of Cameron fucking Sutton. You're in a room filled with grown-ass men, gladiators, in a building meant to breed gladiators, playing a sport meant for gladiators, and you're afraid Cameron Sutton is going to take a fucking hostage?
Charles,
this dude beat women.
Did you forget you were talking to Lions fans for a minute
there?
Yeah,
I did. I did. So I told them politely. I was like,
sorry,
I was like,
Brett. Sorry, Brett.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, there's some Packer fans out there. I'm sure you can find them.
Yeah.
But anyway, I had to remind them. I'm like, oh, yeah, dude, real good. Make great excuses. Your whole damn building's afraid of Cameron fucking Sutton. They're afraid. They're damn pussies. There's the reason why.
You want to know what the worst part about that whole situation is?
Hmm.
Is that he had people defending his ignorance. Like, he didn't think it was that big of a deal. He went back to practice. He didn't think he was going to be in trouble. Are you shitting me? You put your hands on a woman and you don't believe that any consequences are going to come your way?
Yeah.
You are the dumbest man alive if you don't.
I mean, that's exactly how I feel right now about the Lions. They looked at the whole situation and acted like it wasn't that big of a deal. So basically, the Detroit Lions organization looks at their players who may or may not beat women and go, yeah, that's not that big of a deal. We got your back. And then you also have the head coach for the Pittsburgh Steelers, Mike Tomlin, doing the same damn thing. I'll never let that live down. Along with Shohei Ohtani gambling, you got to be out your damn mind if you think that anybody can come to the table with anything in that conversation. Oh, yeah, the organization that harbors fugitives. Yeah,
Hey, let's get into that. Let's get into a couple things right now then. The Pittsburgh thing. I thought his character was better than this. It isn't.
Totally different viewpoint on Mike Tomlin from here on out.
And the Shohei thing. All right, Charles.
Yeah.
We talked about this in length. At best, we both believe that he's covering for him in some possible way.
Yes.
And it's the fall guy.
Indubitably.
Okay, here's the thing. Why is it taking so long to figure out where the money came from?
And why is it so quiet now?
It's not that hard.
The only reason it gets this quiet is because somebody's trying to make it this quiet.
They're trying to cover it up too. They're trying to find
Absolutely.
A way to leak something different than what actually happened.
100%. You do hear commentators from time to time mention it briefly, but nothing's being said about it.
Did you notice they mentioned he's a very quiet man? No one ever knew that he even got married, or that his deal was going to be reached with the Dodgers. Yeah, maybe he likes to be private. Maybe that's one of the reasons why he didn't know he was a fucking gambler either.
Well, the one thing that sticks with me is something a teammate said and how they said it. It's how, or maybe how I heard it, but I wholeheartedly believe it's how it was being projected.
Was this an Angels teammate?
No.
It wasn't Mookie Betts.
All they said was,
yeah,
Shohei Ohtani is a hell of a lot smarter than people realize.
Yeah.
That scares me. Because people say that shit like about me sometimes. And I'm like, no, I don't want you to know how smart I am. I'm perfectly okay with everyone thinking that I'm dumb.
We'll play stupid. It's fine. Just
Yeah, that scared the hell out of me. Somebody that smart absolutely has. Look at the random shit that you can come up with on the spot, right? Who would have thought about hiding out for 10 days and then blaming the accident as a concussion, which is a legitimate medical thing that could legitimately happen? You just stick to your guns. How can anybody ever prove that you couldn't remember?
Yeah, it's a nice cover story for sure, right?
It took me 12 seconds to think. So somebody who's smart, you don't think they don't have this shit covered?
Well, if we're just going to get into them, well, let's get into the Rashee Rice one, too. Apparently, yeah. Adam Schefter broke that he is now communicating with the Dallas Police Department. And
yeah.
Now he is? 2 days after the fact? Or it was 2 days after the fact, correct? Now?
So, from gathering again now, when we had talked about it on the last episode,
We made jokes.
But there was very little about it as the investigation was more or less still ongoing. Well, the NFL was like, yo, you got to figure this shit out now. Is our dude involved in this or not?
Right.
From the looks of it, Mr. Rice is not actually involved. It was just one of his vehicles or a vehicle leased in his name. But yeah, it was two idiots trying to be Ricky Bobby, or a group of idiots trying to be Ricky Damn Bobby, racing on the freeway. Like, how stupid do you have to be? Obviously, they're dumb.
I'm confused. Now they're saying he's not involved. Why?
Well, that's speculation.
Speculation.
But the reason, again, I'm like, here's the thing. It's not reported that you're in contact with the police if you're not just in contact with the police. It would be reported that you're arrested. You're not going to, like, in that situation, you're not going to call the police and be like, hey, yo, what's up? They're going to be like,
Schefter literally broke it, that he ran, that he got in an accident and fled.
Schefter broke it.
Yeah.
Again, though.
I don't think Schefter didn't have somebody to say.
Listen, I believe you 100%, but I'm just trying to tell you the fucking law right now. I don't give a damn about Adam Scheffler. If you didn't break the law, you can be in contact with the cops. If you broke the fucking law, you're not just going to be in contact with the cops. Oh, no, I'm going to turn myself in when it best suits me. They're going to ping your fucking GPS on the phone, and they're going to lock your ass up. So the report would have been that Rashee Rice is now in police custody and blah, 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 blah.
Well, money keeps your name out of the news.
We can speculate on that all we want at 110%. I'm telling you the black and white version of what the fuck can be said foundationally. I'm all on board with the speculation. Hell yeah. Rookie ass Rashee Rice has got the back of the NFL because the Kansas City Chiefs has Taylor Swift and they're not going to let anything negative happen to him.
But we don't have to worry about black and white. Fuck, we're just a couple guys shooting the shit on what our opinions are. We don't got to worry about black and white.
No, it had nothing to do with that. I was just trying to get past that part.
Well, no,
I was saying that
literally Schefter came out with a tweet on Instagram and Twitter, I believe. Or X, you want to say, I don't even go on X anymore.
X, but, formerly known as Twitter.
Yeah, X, formerly known as Twitter. He literally said that it was a Corvette in a Lambo racing, like you said, good old boys. I guess the fact is, it's just people being stupid.
I thought you watched the CBS Morning News special on it. My bad.
I don't know.
Yeah, I saw video and everything. I saw the four individuals walk out of the two cars and then just walk down the road.
I did see that, and that's weird.
Rashee Rice wasn't there at all. Period. The four individuals that walked out of the two cars and just calmly walked down the road. They didn't run or nothing. They didn't give their names. They didn't give any identification. They just fucking walked away. So I there was that added to me knowing what I knew, and I didn't realize you didn't know what I knew, which obviously you can't read my mind. But yeah, I mean, that video wasn't available that I'm aware of until this morning when the news media itself started breaking it. And there's a hell of a lot of footage of it, actually. There's a lot of footage of it.
So it's like, it's 100%.
And it's like the middle of the day, dude. It was like the middle of the day.
It's not him, though?
Yes. Yes. It's the only thing is that one or two of the vehicles may or may not have allegedly been leased or owned by Mr. Rice. So well, that's why they were trying to get in contact with him, because the four individuals didn't give any identification. They just straight bounced.
I don't know how you can even do that.
But personal cell phone. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Personal cell phone videos showed the entire incident. And it was, dude. It was like the middle of the day. Like, it wasn't at night. It was right underneath a fucking big ass overpass.
So, I can't believe people would just let other people walk away from an accident and not try to stop them.
Yeah.
That's weird to me. That's Dallas, I guess. It's Dallas.
Dude. Who knows what they see every single day. Honestly, that close to the border, that's probably normal. Seeing a car just violently get into an accident for no reason, then randomly somebody gets out of it and starts walking away.
If you know, Schefter did this 2 hours ago. He better retract that. That statement then. That's I'm just saying, that's not what he said.
There were four people that the personal cell phone videos showed this morning on the news walking away from the accident, and none of them were Rashid Rice. You're not going to block that individual's face out. It was mentioned that the four individuals did not give any identification, and they just walked away. Here's the thing that stuck with me, though, is that the people around the CBS news desk, they were like, that doesn't look like they were running away at all. It looks like they're just walking away. And then they went on to the next story. That was But the original context of what was being said was way wrong. And in my personal opinion, people like Adam Schefter and Ian Rappaport should just stick to free agency fucking news and leave the actual news to other people.
Well, it's all about money. It's all about clicks.
I know why that, but that's what I was saying. Like, just fucking stick to the free agency. You do just fine there. Leave the rest of it out of shit.
Apparently not, because they're not doing so hot with the NCAA tournament. Did you see old boy Skip Bayless is not doing so hot with his TV show? He's only averaging 50,000 views a fucking episode or something.
That's
not good. It's not good for you, bud.
Mike and I actually discussed this a couple days ago. You can't have a fan-heavy show on a national stage. Every time I turn the fucking television on, if you're talking about the Dallas Cowboys, I'm not going to pay attention. I don't care about the Dallas Cowboys. And I don't need you to revert back to the Dallas Cowboys every 12 fucking seconds when something reminds you of Jerry's World. Because the only thing that matters to the Dallas Cowboys is money. That's it. And they have a fuckload of it as oil money. And people get this misconception that the Cowboys fans are so fucking,
Skip's just not a likable person. Stephen A. is a fan, too, and he freaking gets shit tons of people because he's
Stephen A. Stephen A. would not survive if it wasn't for ESPN. If Stephen A. would have left instead of Skip Bayless, this entire situation would be different. I 100% believe Skip would still be on ESPN, and we'd be talking about Stephen A.'s show on Fox being terrible. Stephen A. probably would have ended up going to Undisputed with Michelle Beadle and all them anyways.
I don't know. He has a pretty big following outside of ESPN. He's got his own podcast and network. And
we're
TV
talking about 15 years ago, bro.
Well,
10, 15 years ago.
ESPN was at its peak, too. That's.
I don't believe it.
TV's dying right now.
When you leave ESPN the way Skip did, outside of Colin Cowherd, you die. You just slowly go away. Well, you end up doing internet until you don't want to do that anymore.
Was Rome ever on ESPN or was he always on Fox?
No, Rome was on ESPN, but he went to HBO.
Too. Yeah.
Max went to HBO, right? But you got to pay for HBO.
Yeah.
So
HBO's got some fuck you money. So that's part
absolutely.
Of it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's.
Skip should have just left. He should have just left a long time ago. His best deal is he should have just went and becoming like a college football analyst or something.
Oh, yeah. I didn't want it to seem like I was defending Skip Bayless. I think he's trash. I think both of them are trash, to be honest with you. They got trash opinions and they're super fan favorites.
Speaking of trash, that fucking commercial with Perk where they're wearing like the big suits. I can't. Can't watch it. Have you seen
the early 90s NBA suits.
Mandy goes, who is that? I'm like, yeah, Charles don't like that guy. Big Perk.
I don't like his opinions.
Yeah. I don't like him as a person. Sorry.
Yeah. His fundamental opinions are terrible. Yeah. And listening to how he comes to the decision is even worse.
Right. I'd rather listen to Barkley and Shaq argue about the color of their suits all day. Yeah.
96% of the time, his opinion comes down to because I think so. And all right, that's cool. I'm a very strong-minded person myself, but normally I'm situationally strong on statistics and numbers. And I would rather live in the 93 than the 7%. I don't disavow the 7%. I acknowledge the 7%. Obviously, something happened enough for there to be a 7% chance. But I don't focus on the 7% chance. I just got into this conversation with my wife, actually. So she said something about the Roman Catholic slaughtering. And I went, you mean conquering? And she went, what? And I said, I'm sick of people focusing on the losers. I like to focus on the winners. And I like to keep a winning mentality. We're humans. We're conquerors. That's what happens.
Right. There's been death. There's been death.
It happens. We're conquerors. We're human.
One thing, listening to a few podcasts, I've been getting into the Shea. After the whole, even before the Cat Williams thing.
The Shea Club?
You can just hear him clinking his glass. He's another one?
Shannon seems like
he'd be a fun guy to freaking hang out with for a night.
Dude, Shannon Sharp is a dog, bro.
The conversations that you could have with that man probably would be unbelievable.
And he's, he takes his glasses. Let me see. Yeah.
I'm going to give you my piece here. Hold on. Let me flip these up.
He is a sharp dressed man. That is
And when his memes were that, oh, man. He just has the greatest takes. Him and Theo Vaughn. I don't know, man.
I love Theo, man.
Guys in a room together, it'd be like the perfect fucking trifecta of
I would like to see Shannon and Theo in a room together. That'd be funny as hell.
That dude's stories have to be fake. And if you like, you listen to his show and you're like, if he's faking it, dude, that guy is the best improv I've ever seen in my entire life. Cause you and I, we write a few things down, but most of our show is improv too. Yeah, I think a lot 100%. Of people don't understand this. It's just us talking. That's why it's just boys in the woods, just hanging out and talking between the two of us. It gets heated sometimes, mostly just stupidity, just sports nonsense.
I like to use the term loud. It gets loud sometimes.
Sure, yeah, it gets loud. Yeah. It gets crazy.
It gets loud
Speaking
sometimes.
Of loud and crazy, Charles, I did bring this up to you. I sent it to you and the rest of the guys. I just wanted, hopefully your opinion doesn't clash with mine completely, but I talked about the fact that they honored Steve Izzo's son, Steven Izzo. He was a basketball player in, I believe it was around Lansing or Hudson area, and he wasn't a great basketball player, and he got a scholarship to Michigan State. And let's be honest, it's because of his father, his adopted father. I'm not going to shame the kid for being adopted into the Izzo family. A fantastic story, incredible story. All the love and all the respect to Tom Izzo. I do not like him as a coach, as a human being. He is a great coach, a great man. But here's the problem. That kid stole a scholarship, literally 100%. Stole a scholarship from another kid.
My question with it, it's his damn kid. Anything that was going to happen was going to be questioned. You might as well have just let him walk on. Why did you give him a scholarship? That makes no sense to me.
But if you walk on, if you walk on, don't you have to make the team?
But that's what I'm saying. Your dad's the fucking coach. You mean to tell me you're not going to make the team?
But if you make a scholarship from somebody.
You'd be stealing a roster spot, but you wouldn't be on scholarship.
Same difference. You know what I mean when I say.
Well, no, I'm sitting here thinking about it from the scholarship side of things, but the roster spot side of things is just as bad. Yeah.
Well,
but that's more of the school. And listen, if you want a shitty fucking person on your squad because of the last name, that's crazy. But
it's not because he's a shitty player. If you want to look his stats up, you want to call me a liar. I posted it on their forum. And guess what? They didn't take it down, but nobody commented on it because you can't. It's 100% true. I showed the truth and you guys are all irritated that it's true. And you're like, ah, I'm just going to ignore it because I don't care about that story. Go ahead. The smoke's there. The fire. Put it out if you have to. It's fine. Piss on it. I don't care. Here's the problem. You and I both agree, roster spot or scholarship, either or, it's Michigan State. Fans are bitching that they're not putting together competitive teams. Well, that's one of the fucking reasons why. You took a player that you could have gotten. You could have got a 3, a 4, a 5-star athlete.
It's Tom Izzo. You definitely could have gotten a 5-star athlete on a scholarship. It just, if you wanted your kid there so bad, give him a damn clipboard.
But well, here's the problem.
Didn't he average 1.5 points a game?
during his entire career, less than that, less than a point. But his high school career, he only averaged 2 points a game.
Oh, you didn't get enough playing time.
Yeah, sure. Okay. that dude probably wouldn't even have started on the school that we went to up north.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, our high school team, he probably
I agree with you wholeheartedly, bro. 110%.
This is what you and I get into this all the time. We talk about this. It's the goddamn cookie cutter, everybody gets a trophy type mentality that we have in this country. And that's the problem with sports right now. And you, as well as
well,
I do, we can argue about it till the sun comes home.
I agree with you.
This is the world we live in.
We can even blame Michigan State's season being this way. Here's the kicker. You can tell me whatever you want. The bottom line, your kid who averaged less than 1 point a game got a scholarship and a roster position. That's dumb. Our team is less because of that.
I don't know.
Only five players play, but oh my goodness.
I guess I don't know if he did get a scholarship, but I do know he had a roster spot. He was on the team, so either way.
Okay, well then we'll stick with roster spot, which is still equally as terrible.
Yeah.
Equally as terrible. But that's the case even more so, that takes the school out of it.
I'm just telling you right now, Charles.
It's more on the coach.
You probably would have came off the bench at Michigan State.
Yeah.
That's all I'm seeing from this. And you probably would have averaged at least 6.
Assists. I would average 6 assists.
See, yeah. White chocolate out there, freaking dishing dimes.
Bro, I had some. I had one of the best hook shots. Curry's quick release on his 3. Let me tell you, son. His dad watched YouTube videos of me while his dad was in the NBA to hone his skill. And then his son watched his dad. So in a long line of reality here, we'll call it the third degree, I taught Steph Curry how to shoot.
Oh, Charles, maybe he got it, all that inspiration too in the NBA when he was watching you on the Pistons promo video.
Yeah. 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 There are many people who are grateful for my time. And I'm grateful that I was able to give it to them. That's really all I could say about it. We all found out that Beyonce and I were in school at the same time. Yeah, we went to school
together. Yeah.
Yeah, we went to school together. I guess she's got a pretty big album out now. Okay, for those of you who are going to try and fact check, I was in school the same time Beyonce was. We just didn't technically go to the same school, but no, Beyonce and I were in school together. We were in school together. So, yeah, it's been a wild ride, and I've been very grateful for it. But, yeah, I could have definitely played for Michigan State, even more so now. Bro, they just give out roster spots like candy. You don't even got to try.
You only have to average a point. 1.5 points, you can get a roster spot.
Well, since we're talking about weird and wacky things, why don't we get into a little bit of the weird and wacky?
Yeah.
Police say he got on a plane using a photo of a girl's boarding pass. Now he faces a felony charge.
Wait, he got on using her boarding pass.
What?
Is there a photo? What did this guy look like?
Here we go. Yeah, so I believe this was in Texas. Man is accused of trying to sneak on board a flight by taking a photo of another passenger's boarding pass. And authorities say he was caught because the flight was full, and he didn't have a place to sit.
Where was he going? Where did he think he was going to sit? He's going to sit where the stewardess sits in the back.
I'm like, wait a minute. You got planes falling apart. You got planes doing crazy shit throughout history, right? Like, people have utilized planes for some pretty ridiculous shit around history. So now, you mean to tell me, this is how he did it. Check this out. He snuck in through baggage.
Oh, damn.
And was more or less, oh,
fuck.
A piece
of luggage? He's a piece of luggage?
And no, he was in the luggage area, and someone's like, yo, you can't be back here. And he was like, oh, fuck, I was looking for the bathroom. I'm sorry. This is the plane I'm supposed to be on, and showed him the photo. And they're like, oh, let me take you this way. And took him to the fucking plane. And then he got into the laboratory in the front of the plane. And then as everyone was boarding, he went to the back of the plane and got into the laboratory there. And then as the plane was now being taxied out to the runway to take off, the stewardess comes up. Hello? Oh, sorry. I'm not feeling well. I need to get to my seat 21F. And the stewardess says, oh, okay. And he showed him the boarding pass, and she takes him, and they walk up, and there's a young lady sitting in 21F. This is a dude, and this is a young lady traveling by herself sitting in 21F. Now, of course, the stewardess had to confirm which one of them had the ticket. Turns out the lady sitting in the seat. So, take the plane back. Dude gets arrested and pulled off the plane. I thought security in airports was way better than this. This is Texas. This isn't fucking Escanaba, Michigan, when you could literally hop the fence with a jacket and run out on the air and the tarmac, right?
You blame the stewardess for not looking at the,
I do not blame the stewardess. I don't even blame the baggage people.
Baggage guy for looking at the photo and going,
not one bit.
They had to have looked fairly similar, is the only thing that I can think of.
What? My thing is, how did he get past security in the first place without a boarding pass? You can't get through that area without a ticket, supposedly.
You want to know what, though? I bet you the lady he called up to, the guy in the had the walkie from the baggage, and he called up and said, hey, I got a passenger that needs to get on. He's in the wrong area. And he told the seat number and then the flight number, whatever. And they're like, okay. And then they just let him go through, probably. Which is
100%. Once you got to the baggage area, it was pretty easy to get to the plane. I thought getting to the baggage area would be the hardest part. But turns out a dude who thought he could get away with just a picture of a boarding pass was smart enough to get past airport security in Texas.
Well, here's the thing. You must have had someone else's boarding pass, because they usually take your driver's license.
That's what I'm getting at, bro.
How do you get past TSA?
That's what I'm trying to get through to you, dude.
Dude, Texas, you got some questions.
Dude, that's what I'm trying to say here, bro. How the fuck does this guy get through with a photo? Where was the hole in your security? This is America. People are trying to people up every single day. The airports are on the news every day. Boeing just lost a CEO, and now I'm searching AI news for the weird and odd, and this is where I find this news story. Texas. Let me find out specifically where. I want to say it was Corpus Christi, but...
Watch, it's Dallas.
Wycliffe Yves Florizard of Georgia, Texas, was arrested Sunday after boarding a Delta Airlines plane, in Salt Lake City for a flight to Houston, Texas.
Utah.
Federal prosecutors in Utah said. So this whole thing happened in Utah.
All right, well, now it's making a whole lot more sense.
still, the airports are federally secured, right? And we could all giggle and laugh because we've seen some airport security guards who don't look like they could federally secure a goddamn cheeseburger, let alone an airport.
Kind of a scary thing to think about.
Keeps getting worse the more we talk about it, dude. It keeps getting worse. How can this just random guy, Salt Lake City, Utah? This wasn't some back-ass woods town, dude.
Right? I don't have it up here, but you're like, hey, this is me. Okay.
We can't get into a fucking football game with legitimate international press passes, but fucking dude from Georgia, Texas, with a picture of a ticket on a phone, in Salt Lake City, Utah can almost... Dude, if that seat would have been empty... How many times has this been done before? You don't just wake up and go, oh, I can take a photo. Somebody has done this before.
Yeah.
And I think they probably picked the better flights to do it. But I bet, dude, I bet this is a whole fucking thing now, man.
Oh, you think it's like some kind of conspiracy deal? Yeah. Somebody's got
I just think it's a free flight deal.
Somebody's running.
We hear over and over again about individuals getting caught. One of the stories, true or not, it was on NCIS, and it was about individuals taking 0.0001 penny from retirement paychecks on every dollar.
Oh, like that one movie.
Yeah. Office Space. What? So it doesn't, yeah, it doesn't sound like it's a lot.
Yeah, real
right?
Life but, Office Space, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But when you're talking 6 to 60,000 people getting 3 to 4,000 each, that's every dollar of that, that and that's
a day.
We like, could be looking at we could be the airports are so big that yeah. something as simple as this, until caught, would never be noticed. You would never know that flight was that seat. Was either already paid for, or stewardess today don't give a fuck because they're thinking you were in a dumb seat and that seat was available anyways, and it isn't worth my headache.
You know, there's been a few times that I flew for work and a guy was sitting in someone else's seat, and he was deliberately sitting in somebody else's seat because he's, I don't want to sit where my seat is. And he was doing it. He had a ticket, but his ticket was next to Hugo and Haberta.
Yeah.
He did not want to sit between Hugo and Haberta.
And honestly, if you just sit there, what is everyone going to do? Eventually, the stewardess are going to look at the other person and go,
I see your ticket.
We'll give you something, free this, free that. Can we just move this along?
Yeah.
And that other person who doesn't like confrontation, 9 out of 10 times also. I mean, that's what you're working with. When you're that person who can sit in that chair, you're in the 10%.
Yeah.
The other 90% are just going to walk away because it's not worth their time.
Oh, by the way, we're tied up at 45 at halftime.
Yeah. Oh, it's been a great game.
LSU, Iowa, 45, 45, halftime.
So that happened in Texas. Another weird thing happening. Cambodia's prime minister sounds a sour note on trucks' musical horns. So it turns out in Cambodia, there was some viral video.
Can you give me one of those horn sounds, Charles? I want to hear it. Come on.
Yeah, I can't.
You can't
do that. the only thing I keep thinking of right now is the Disney cruise ship horn, and it makes me so angry that I'm even mentioning that out loud. Sounds like whoever is doing the horn is like in the Beauty of the Beast, but nobody put him on camera. That's all I'm saying.
There you go.
That's all I'm saying. That's who's doing that horn. But yeah, so in Cambodia, so these truckers, there was some viral videos gone out about some truckers in Cambodia with some musical horns tooting their way down the street, and Cambodians dancing, having a great time. And
the horns?
Yeah. And Cambodia's dictator was like, I don't know if he's a dictator or not. Sounds like it at this point.
Yeah.
He's no more fucking music. Fucking kill all the fun. Neighbor. Yeah. So those horns are now illegal in Cambodia. So real estate's probably pretty cheap there.
Yeah. Did you watch that crazy dolphin video that I sent you?
Yeah.
And it's illegal to talk to dolphins?
Dude, I've watched Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. The dolphins are the smartest being on planet Earth.
Well, I know, but why is it illegal to talk to them? Because they know
Thanks
shit.
Thanks for all the fish. Anything with the ability to talk telepathically probably scares the fuck out of people who think they're smart.
Probably.
That's, 100%. That's true. And in the scientific community, if they can't understand it, they fear it. And if they fear it, they shun it. And when they shun it, they don't talk about it anymore. And it takes a hell of a lot of effort to get people to talk about it. But yes, yeah. 100%. Dolphins are smart as fuck. They talk to each other. I knew that they had a community. I knew that they had a community.
Yeah.
What's that?
They try to bone people. They're horny as hell. Yeah. I said, yeah, they're smart as fuck.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, think about it. You fuck my ocean, I'm going to fuck you. Get over here.
Apparently, this is, I've heard this before. Someone proved me wrong, and this is wrong. But I heard when back in the day, I watched Flipper. Yeah. It was on Disney. I heard that when they were training with the dolphin, that dolphin tried to fuck everybody on the set that worked with them because he was horny as hell.
Yeah, dolphins do that a lot. Yeah. But, and it also to be known, that dolphins are the only other species on Earth that rape
and masturbate, I think, too. The same way people.
I didn't hear about that, but I did hear that they rape and get high.
Maybe not masturbate. No. That's the monkeys at the zoo.
I don't want to talk about this anymore, but I was sitting here trying to figure out how a dolphin would masturbate. I'm like, they'd have to Aussie themselves.
It was dry hump or something. It was something like that.
Yeah, so they definitely rape. Not a funny thing. We're not laughing about that.
Yeah.
But then masturbate. They don't masturbate. But they do get high. There's
a jellyfish, right? Or
yeah, there's some pufferfish. Yeah, some pufferfish. And they pass it around. Yeah.
They go find it out in the ocean.
They puff the magic fish. We puff the magic dragon here, and they puff the magic fish there. You think we know they got the song, Thanks for All the Fish. Thanks for all the fish. I wish I knew the whole words, but if you don't know it, it's one of the theme songs on Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. Fantastic movie. It's why I bring a towel everywhere.
A long time. Need to actually bring it back. I love that movie
so much. It's such good actors all around.
I really hope AI doesn't pick up the dolphin masturbation thing in the notes.
I hope so.
Just kidding. Dolphins masturbate. Did you know it's this? Good. Dolphins. Yeah. Hi, good night, folks.
Dolphins, the boys even discussed briefly about the dolphins masturbation techniques.
Yes, with the flipper jerk method.
I did one time, a buddy of mine posted himself at the gym. And I was like, gay. And he said something back. And I was like, don't tempt me. I'll Photoshop a whale's penis on your face. No balls. 23 minutes later, his profile picture was then him with a whale's penis as a head.
And his Facebook got banned or something. Yeah.
which reminds me, this morning I wake up watching the news, checking the weather. Yeah. Fucking just pissed. And I make that post. I've been holding this in for a couple years. Mother Nature is nothing but a stupid cunt, Tycho.
Girls, we got to get the damn snowblowers out after tomorrow.
I never put mine away.
Well, Midwest mine's not put away either, but I'm just saying, man, 5 to 15 inches, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be terrible.
I guess we're going to get that 10, baby. Yeah, it's going to be terrible. We're going to shoot our shot.
Oh, my God. Where was I going with that? Hold on. Snow's coming.
I brought up dolphins and masturbation, and then you completely lost it for about 30 seconds.
Yep.
Train of thought.
Yeah. Oh, well. ADD. ADHD strikes again. Doesn't matter to me. It's a universal thing. Whatever I was going to say, somebody else could say it some other time.
Oh, yeah. We were going to talk about the Brewers and the Tigers' hot start. We forgot to talk about that.
Well, and also, dude, there's been a lot of hot starts in baseball. So the Tigers, start the year with a sweep for the first time since 2016. But the Pittsburgh Pirates
are 4-0.
Start the season 5-0.
Are they
for the first time? Yeah, they won today for the first time since 1983. So there's been a lot going on in baseball. I've been really happy.
Are you going to get yourself a Rhys Hoskins jersey, even though he's only on a 1-year deal?
Oh, absolutely.
I told Mandy, I feel like he's my favorite player now.
Just because of the Mets thing alone. Yes, 100%.
Dude, did the guy get Sid Ramirez?
I can see him staying in. I can see him staying in Milwaukee. Yeah. We'll talk about that. I can see him staying in Milwaukee. I think the only reason for a 1-year deal is because he was coming off of that injury and he'd been out of baseball for better part of a year.
Well, this is a show me year for him. He's going to ball out. He's going to have 35 dingers and probably 100 ribbies.
I'd love to see 35, 40 home runs, 100 ribbies.
Jake and I talked about this at work, Charles. Did you see where they hit a leadoff double and they had him bunt him over to third?
Yeah,
we never would have seen that,
dude.
Before.
I was just telling the father-in-law. Yeah. There's a lot of hype for the Cardinals, and I have no idea why. There's a lot of hype for the Cubs, and I have no idea why. The only way the Cubs are even going to win 90 some games is if they have people in their farm system decide to produce enough to get called up, and then continue that production into the MLB. I don't know.
This guy can manage. He's managing that team very well right now.
This style of baseball is so exciting, dude.
Yeah.
And we're not even talking about home runs. We're talking about stolen bases. We're talking about small ball and fucking great defense, dude. And Jackson Chirio is a dog. I didn't understand the 10-year, $85 million deal.
Yeah.
And I watched him in one big league game. I watched him in spring, and what's going on?
Oh, the only thing negative I have to say is, Sal, if you got a lead and he throws at you and you almost get picked off, don't take a bigger lead. Don't take a bigger lead and then get picked off. That's the only negative thing I got to say.
And even that pickoff was a little questionable. I understand why it wasn't called back, but it's...
You just got to know if he's going to... But,
I mean,
it's
still, though, I think that's our only pickoff so far this year.
Well, not only that, I love the aggressive base running. I love the aggressive base running.
Yeah.
It's fine.
We've got a lot of young kids. That the deal we got from Baltimore right now, I know old boy had 11 Ks, and that was awesome. Great. But it's like between Dunn and I can't believe I forgot his name.
Well, the Brewers are fine. They got so much firepower in that
Ortiz
bullpen.
I think it was Ortiz. Yeah. I think that's the other guy. We're in great position, dude. All of the rookies that this is their first MLB debut or it was their opening day.
I think they had three or four of them on the starting. Yeah.
They all have multiple hits. They all have RBIs. And they all have at least one run scored already this year.
This is the first Brewer team that I watched in the last, I don't know, probably 10 years that it's a team that can come back when they fall down 4-0 because they can play the small ball. They can pick away at a lead. They're not trying to get it all back with one swing of the bat.
It's the same thing with the Tigers. Now, my thing, though, with the Tigers, is I love the Detroit Tigers. My whole wall back there. My whole wall behind me. That's a whole lot of Wisconsin. But there will always be a Tiger on that wall. And right now, it's Miguel Cabrera. Right there.
Yes, sir.
I guess I'll leave the camera up just a little bit.
The only thing the Tigers, they're young. Their expectations aren't even to make the playoffs. It's just to compete for a playoff spot. And they're going to do that. They're probably going to do that.
That AL Central's bad. Cleveland's bad. The White Sox are bad. Kansas City Royals might be okay.
You need that to build your team, though.
Yeah, 100%. 100%. I think the Tigers are in the right direction. If I had to pick an Arizona this year, right? Like, it doesn't happen often, but let's say if there was another Arizona Diamondbacks, who could it be? I would say the Detroit Tigers.
Yeah.
I would say the Tigers could be that team, but...
Because we know Pittsburgh, no matter how good they do, they're gonna trade players because they're not an organization that holds on to guys when they start getting the payday.
And Pittsburgh's got a couple rookies right now that could be like Ellie De La Cruz hype. Mm-hmm.
That's what O'Neal happens when you stuck for so long. Your farm system was stacked.
Yeah, and that O'Neal character they got, that dude is a dog, bro.
Yeah,
he's got the fastest. Exited home run.
Yeah, isn't it 100
for a rookie?
113 or 112.
And he's
got
like the fastest home plate to first base sprint for a Pittsburgh Pirate in history. And he's 6'4" or some shit like that. He's just a fucking dog. It's going to be really exciting watching him play baseball. He's a shortstop, so that's another one, too, where them fucking dingers that just go right over your head, it ain't going over his head. It's got to be a no-doubter.
He's probably going to end up in Boston, L.A., or New York.
Yeah, I hope he ends up in Milwaukee or Detroit. I can see Detroit making some moves, especially with the Lions doing something and the Pistons being terrible and the Red Wings not being able to figure something out. One of those two sports generally does enough to keep the city alive.
The sad thing is that the Wings are probably going to make the playoffs, but they're going to piss it away.
Steve Yzerman just went into the locker room and read everyone the riot rules. He's about ready to fire everyone and get rid of that whole fucking team except Dylan Larkin and Patrick Kane. Probably two or three others, but none coming to the top of my mind specifically. Yeah. It's been really terrible, dude. It's been absolutely terrible.
Iowa now up 9 on LSU, putting the hurt down on with Caitlin Clark.
Airball. You got him up by 9?
Yep, 58-49. 58-51.
Caitlin Clark comes down and hits another spot three. I'm calling it right now. Here it is, top of the key. No, I lied. Oh, yeah, I did not lie.
Oh, yeah.
She's been doing that the whole, coming out of this whole second half.
Yeah, hell yeah, man. I'm down.
8-0 run. We'll see. Yeah, LSU is favored. Iowa is favored.
I think 2.5 heavily, or something.
Or yeah. 1.5. Yeah, it was basically.
Was it 1.5?
Yeah.
Technically, that's a pretty decent amount.
Well, in a women's basketball game,
the sad thing is in the Final Four.
Final Four matchup.
I think Purdue's a 7.5-point favorite. So I think we pretty much have who people think is going to be Purdue and UConn in the national championship game, which I think is going to be a fantastic national championship game. And that's why I believe is going to be
I
in
was
there.
Watching that Baby Shaq. Oh, I was watching clips and videos. I don't know if people are calling him Baby Shaq, but I'm calling him Baby Shaq for NC
he's
State.
Got some moves, man.
Dude, he's a dog, bro. He's going to be pretty good. I don't think he's going to be able to handle Zach, but it's a great story.
Well, I can't wait to watch the game.
Is
going to be able to handle him because he moves like a point guard?
So far this season, there hasn't been able to. I'm continuing with the narrative I spoke yesterday. You have to beat Purdue. Purdue doesn't have to beat you. And it's the same thing with Zach. Again, this is me. This is how I'm sitting. I haven't seen anybody that can handle Zach. All I hear about is people complaining about the amount of fouls, and it's this dude. What else do you want them to do? I'm interested to see how NC State handles it. But the height difference and that hook shot is going to be the rebounding.
The only thing they got it going for him is they play a good zone, and they're probably going to try to force Purdue to either feed it into Zach consistently, or they're going to say, hey, you got to beat us with threes.
I think he's going to do what every coach has tried this season. He's going to add a little bit of salt and pepper to the plate. Basically, you're going to see it if this works, and you're going to adapt as the game goes on. You're probably going to start 1v1 with Baby Shaq versus Zach.
You can't. That's the thing. You can't fall down by double digits to Purdue because they'll just go feeding it into Edie, and the game's over. That's it.
Yeah, and they can play small ball and control it, and you start getting frustrated, so they'll start hitting free throws. It gets bad.
Yeah.
It gets terrible. I was just watching that drive. Okay, let's see if I got anything else on the docket. Are we ready for the mug?
Yeah.
Are we ready for the mug? Okay, just a quick timeout real quick on the...
Boys in the Woods merchandise. Get yourself some Boys Podcast swag here at boysinthewoods906.shop.
The universe is so magical. I've been looking for an excuse to make my way up to this individual. We have ran the numbers. We confirmed who was subscribing and who wasn't subscribing with the comments. There was a handful of people who commented that you wanted the mug, but you never made it to the YouTube page to subscribe, and which was part of the stipulation. But here at Boys in the Woods, we love you. We care about our listeners.
We appreciate that you wanted the mug, but you didn't do everything, but we had a handful of them that did.
We're going to give everyone another opportunity. We've decided moving forward that we're just going to keep doing these giveaways, and we're going to pick random items off of the shop. But without further ado, the winner of the Boys in the Woods Podcast 906 mug, none other than Mr. Joe Davis.
Congratulations,
Joe.
Very,
very excited about this.
Thank you for doing all that you needed to do to win the mug.
Thank you for listening. Thank you for clicking. Thank you for liking, subscribing. Thank you guys, all of you who did, all of you who clicked, liked, shared, subscribed. And now, I'm so happy. So, Joe, we're going to go ahead and contact you personally. And again, like all giveaways on Boys in the Woods podcast, the only people that will ever contact you about you winning anything at all is either Patrick or myself. Nobody, and I repeat, nobody has the authority, the given right, or the option from us to contact any of you as a follower, fan, listener, subscriber, or hater on our behalf in an attempt to give or get anything from you. It will only ever be Patrick or myself. So, while I'm pulling up our shop here, boys in the woods, latest products at our shop, bippity pop pop, present.
I kind of want to get a pair of them jogging pants.
I know, I do too.
You're just like...
The wife got one of those melt hoodies.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it, dude. It looks really nice.
Yes, there's the store.
Here we are. Here's the store. And of course, you can find this store and many other stores thanks to Shopify. Wonderful place. A little bit to learn, but once you figured it out, it is pretty just A to B, B to C, C to D. Day's nuts. www.boysinthewoods906.shop. That's www.boysinthewoods906.shop. And of course, we are going to pick out... We're going to pick out our next gift. Do we do a Hobby Horse shirt? Do we do the BFF, the Bat Friends Forever shirt?
We do the Hobby Horse shirt.
Do we do the Hobby Horse shirt? Maybe some socks?
I think the Hobby Horse shirt would probably go over pretty well.
We're going to do the Hobby Horse shirt. The Hobby Horse shirt. Let's go ahead and click on this.
Just give everybody a view of the next.
I need to apologize to all the females out there. And I'll do that after this. There's something my wife brought up to me.
The shirt?
I have no idea. About our clothing in general. I have no idea. And I am deeply sorry.
Oh, is it because it's not V-neck cut?
No.
Oh.
But so we'll be giving this item out. We'll do two options. You could either do black or pink, depending on the winner and depending on if you're a Caleb Williams fan or not.
Yeah, polish will come with it too. And maybe a pink phone case.
Yeah, allegedly. But so I will be revamping the store a little bit. It was brought to my attention that all of the clothing I was such a man, dude.
Seriously, are you talking about colors?
Not even colors. They're all unisex, and unisex it works really well for men, but not so well for women because women's bodies are all uniquely shaped, and in the unisex world, those clothes don't tend to complement women's bodies as well as the actual women's clothing line.
Well, I was assuming that's why there's women's clothes and men's clothes. I would have never fucking thought of that either.
Sorry, no,
ladies, we're
fucking men. What do you do? Yeah. What do you do with us? I'm married, so I tell her all the time, I don't know how you love me like this. Her reply today was, I just tell you to fuck off every once in a while. And I'm like, that is perfect. I couldn't ask for anything more. Yeah, I think that's about a wrap. Patrick, you got anything for us coming up? Or
no, I think we're good. We got our buddy coming up though on Thursday. We're going to be having our episode that we pre-recorded with our buddy Richard Zuniga. Charles and so I excited. Had a fantastic podcast.
I'm so excited. And the worst, best part about this is my Instagram has some of the other Armstrong impersonators. They don't sound nothing like Zoom.
Oh, no, you
they don't do sound. Yeah, nothing like Zoom.
You followed him, so now you're getting all the other
ones. That's what I was getting. People who are trying, nothing like this. Listening to Zuni, I thought I was listening to Arnold. Listening to these other guys, I'm like, they don't sound anything like Zuni.
Yes.
It was fantastic.
You might have to reach out to him to do an intro or something one of these days.
Maybe season three. Maybe we can look at season three. Oh, that would be so sick. That'd be so fun. What a damn great atmosphere we've been introduced to along this journey. And to all of our listeners, fans, subscribers, clicks, likes, shares, the next sweepstakes is I want the shirt. We're going to keep it simple, baby. I want the shirt. So remember to comment, I want the shirt, go to YouTube, subscribe. If you are already a subscriber, if you already like the shit out of us, we appreciate the hell out of you. Comment, I want the shirt. You're also welcome. If you could share it, that would be great. Fantastic. But if you don't want that many people to try and take your shirt away, we understand. Competitive nature is what we do, baby.
Greedy. It's fine. We don't care.
We get it. But we love you all. And the world is a much better place with you in it. Smile more.